I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online, Ryan Recker, on Facebook and Twitter. Joining us now is Paul Hall with Common Guys Film Reviews, commonguy.com. Paul Hall, hello, sir.
Hello, Ryan. How are you doing this fine weekend here in October?
Not bad. You know, I've been waiting. It's been a long time since I've been to the theater. I like Lego movies, so this was kind of appealing. It's just a weird idea that they're taking a movie about a musician and making it Lego-fied in order to tell the story. It's piece by piece. What is this about?
Piece by piece. Pharrell Williams, you know, the happy guy for so many people. Everybody and their brother remembers him for happy, but he's done so much music through the course of his life. He gets a documentary about him, and he comes up with the idea for director Morgan Neville. He says, I want to make my life story in Lego. And so basically, instead of what generally is, you know, one of those, yeah, it could be good, could be interesting, but never really quote-unquote fun documentary about a person's life, you have him in Legos and the music in Legos and just that whole idea of telling a life story of someone who has worked with the biggest stars in the business and all of those folks as well portrayed in Legos, from people from Jay-Z to Justin Timberlake. They've done all the interviews with the folks, but they each got their own Lego figure too. This would be a great set to buy if you're ever looking for a fun Lego set that's really out there and different. And Pharrell's life itself is quite interesting, from the beginnings in Virginia Beach to where he went, to where he fell, to where he came back. This is a story that actually is quite interesting to watch. The documentary is really impressive and really fun, and it will kind of maybe change your mind on what a documentary could be. And I'm a member of the Critics' Choice. We're announcing the Documentary Awards nominees on Monday, and this will definitely be in the mix. I can't. Wow. I don't know the idea yet, but Piece by Piece is going to have a place among the better documentaries this year.
All right, let's play a clip from that if we could, Ethan. Clip 9.
You know what I always thought about? What if life is like a Lego set? And you can put it together piece by piece. One day you wake up and you realize that this was all designed. And there's potential for us to change it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's my problem with this. I like Legos. I don't care for his music, so I don't know. I would like the style and the art of the documentary, but will this carry my interest?
I think so, and here's why. I don't think many people are aware of everything he's had his fingers in over the years as far as producing and the people he's worked with and the people he's created the beats behind. Many people, you know, you think about the person who sang the song or the movie it showed up in or the television show that used it. Even the I'm Loving It McDonald's jingle came out of a Pharrell beat. So this is really fascinating to see all this stuff. That was the moment in the film that they had the interview with his parents as part of this. And his parents looked at each other like, one of them was like, really? He did that? Yep, he did. So I think it brings this idea that you don't know nearly anything you could know about someone like this to the screen. I love it. From a standpoint of a documentary, if you want to go to the theater to see a documentary and have some really good time, this is one of those.
All right, this looks like another documentary. It's called Blink. Ethan, can we play a clip of Blink?
Kids were pretty young when we learned 3 out of 4 have retinitis pigmentosa. For some people, their field of vision is going to go completely dark. Traveling is always something that had been on her mind. So we said, let's do it now. Let's go all in and fill their visual memory with as much beautiful thing as we can.
Oh, wow. How about that? All right. So Blink sounds interesting.
Imagine this for a moment. You're sitting down with your kids. You go in for a normal everyday appointment, and you find out that 3 of your 4 kids at a very young age, that before they know it, they're going to go blind and they won't be able to see. So these two parents from Canada decide, we want to fill their head with all these memories. So even when they do go blind, they'll remember what things look like. Things that we all take for granted, from sunsets to starscapes. And that nighttime vision is the first to go. It's so telling in a scene in this movie where they're walking through the night, and these kids are almost terrified because they can very seldomly see anything, including, you know, a phenomenon going on around the country recently, the Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. They get to see them, but not really see them. So they take a journey around the world. They happen to come into some money from the dad's some money he had put away, and they decide to just put everything on hold for a year and experience their kids and take them across the world. They let their kids pick simple things like drinking a juice box on the back of a camel to going and climbing in the mountains of Nepal. And each member of the family gets an idea of kind of where to go, and it's a trek of the whole world. Now, this is one of those things that is more of a traditional documentary when it comes to what it's all about. It is the visuals. It is stunning to look at. It is stunning to see the different parts of the world that we don't know living in America every day. There's very few that are blessed to do this kind of a trip in their life. And this family was, and you can go on it with them. And the best place to see this one is in theaters. Disney and National Geographic are putting it in theaters as well. It starts today, and you get a chance to really just kind of see everything that they saw and experience both the highs and the lows of the journey. It's fantastic. It's inspirational, and it's something that I loved a lot to see.
Wow, 2 documentaries right off the bat. There's a lot of that, it seems like, going around right now. So, but there's been this resurgence, it seems like, of documentaries. People have been really making some great ones as of late. So 2 of them in 1 weekend to check out. There's another one. This is something different on Apple TV, and it's called Disclaimer. Let's play a clip of that, Ethan.
All these years, you have concealed parts of yourself from the world. You keep everyone in the dark to maintain a balance. And you think you have succeeded until now.
The documentary about Joe Biden, it sounds like. No, not the case. Okay, so what is Apple TV Disclaimer about?
Well, it's the disclaimer that says, you know, that the persons and events in this movie may not. If you think they're based on someone in real life, it may be the case. And in fact, it's a story of a journalist who she makes her living kind of revealing transgressions of people. So I guess you could think of it as, you know, a 60 Minutes person or somebody who would sit down and try to, you know, expose things. And until someone drops a book at her doorstep that happens to possibly expose her, with this being not necessarily mentioning her by name, but everything in it rings true to her. The first 2 episodes just dropped with such talented people involved, from Cate Blanchett as the woman, Kevin Klein. Alfonso Cuarón is the man who's behind it, who brought it to the screen based on the very successful novel. This is something that you're going to have to stick around for multiple weeks. Disney's not going to release it all at once. But the first 2 episodes dropped today, and I can tell you I've seen a little bit further, and so far I've liked what I've seen, and it's definitely something that will keep your attention. It's a slow burn, though, so the first 2 episodes will take a little bit to get going. Another reason why I absolutely love Apple TV Plus and almost everything they put out.
How about that? Yeah. You know, we go in and out of subscription services, and sometimes hey, you know what? There's something we need to check out. So let's do it. And it's so strange. It happens right around the same time. They offer a cheaper trial for 3 months. Like, how does that happen? Hey, get it for 99 cents for 3 months. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
This is the time to do it, Ryan. I'm telling you, as we get into the shopping season here, right, moving up to Black Friday, subscription services have these kind of deals for Black Friday as well. And you'll see these the best deals you'll get all year for $2.99 for this one every month for a year, $1.99 here, 99 cents there. This is the time, if you ever want to try some of these things out that you don't know anything about, keep an eye out, and I'll make sure I try to let you know as I hear some deals over the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, people should be following you online, and where can they find you?
CommonGuy.com. Got me on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You'll find me there.
CommonGuy.com. Paul Hall. Documentaried out. I think you need a big action film next now to make up.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For two documentaries in a row.
Coming down the road. And I'll tell you what, over the last couple of weeks, I've probably seen about 80 different documentaries as we get closer to this award. So a lot of election stuff coming up. If you haven't had your fill already, good, bad, and otherwise.
So many ads. Paul Hall, CommonGuy.com. Common Guys Film Reviews. Thank you for joining us, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Take care, Ryan.
Frank Guzzamano, KSDK. He's joining us after the break. Let's talk some sports. I'm Ryan Recker on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.